Hey, Vince, could you talk about the impact Brian Waters has brought to your team, what he's brought on the field and off?
A bunch of leadership, you know. It's always a good thing when you can have guys that come into a new system that can bring leadership, and, you know, he's a veteran also. So he brings that whole, you know, mind frame of working hard and everything he stands for. So, you know, it was an easy transition for him, you know, coming over to a team like this and the guys he gets a chance to play with and just to see how we operate. And, you know, he just fit it right on in. So, but definitely the leadership is exactly what we needed, and that's exactly what he brought to us.
Vince, Jose Villalba from Millennium. Vince, talk about the Ravens offense, Ray Rice in particular. What makes him so tough to play against?
Well, he's hard. He's a tough, tough football player. I don't think you can look at the guy and say he's just going to run the ball. He's, you know, he can block, and he can catch the ball out the backfield, and then obviously he can run the football. So that's the one thing that he brings to the day. You know, his size doesn't matter because he has a big heart, and I think the guys on the offense rally around him. So we have to do a real good job of, you know, making sure that we can contain him and slow him down, and if we can do that, I think we'll be okay.
Vince, how many times have you watched the run that he ran back in the 2009 playoffs?
None, because it don't have no relevance to what we're doing. So, you know, that's something we, you know, that was back a couple years ago, and this is a new ball club, you know. I'm pretty sure they have guys on their team that wasn't there. And I know we have guys on our team that wasn't here. So, really, that plays no factor.
How much better do you feel like you guys will be? If, you know, how good a shape will you be in if you can stop Ray Rice?
Well, we'll be in pretty good shape. You know, I think it all starts with that guy. You know, and then after him, it starts with the quarterback. So, obviously, you know, your best player on the field for him, you know, is him. The more he can do for them, the better they'll be, the successful they'll have. So we understand that. I'm not saying that they don't have any other playmakers on that side, because they do. If you look around, they have guys in their position that's, you know, at the top of the league in something, or half there in the top of the league in something. So, but, you know, it starts with it. You know, it starts with it. If he have a good day, they'll have a good day. So we have to do a really good job of making sure that we can slow him down, and hopefully everything else can fall in place for us.
Vince, you talked about Joe Flacco, and there has been a lot of criticism against him. What have you seen on film about Joe Flacco, and how dangerous do you think it could be?
Well, Flacco has a great arm, that's first and foremost. He has great poise in the pocket. He's probably one of the toughest guys in the pocket that, you know, even though he may get hit at times, but he'll stand in and take the lick to the level of just football. So, but he's a great passer. He's a leader for those guys also. So I think he do a real good job of when he have time and get the ball downfield to his playmakers to make plays. So, but we have to make sure that we can also slow that guy down, because, you know, he can be tough at times.
Vince, do you guys think you're better than where you ranked in total yards, which obviously was not very good?
Man, we don't pay attention to no stats. That's something that, you know, we don't do. So we know how we feel about this team. We feel real good about this 2011 team, and then we'll see where that takes us. But we really don't pay no attention to the stats.
Do you guys feel like you're playing better defensively than you did early in the year?
Yeah, we plan each week. We're getting better. That's our goal, to get better, and each week we have. So it's not perfect, but something you can always work on, and that's what we'll do. We'll continue to do. You know, the better we can be preparing, the better we'll play on Sunday, hopefully. So that's where we're at right now.
Vince, based on what you saw from the Texans and how they played the Ravens and Joe Flacco, you guys sense that you guys can also rattle Joe?
I mean, anytime you can get to a quarterback, it always a positive thing for that defense. But, you know, it's tough, you know, with that guy. Because, like I said, he can get hit, and he bounce right up, and look, it don't faze him. So we just have to just stay on our game plan for 60 minutes, whatever that may be, for 60 minutes, play good football, because I'm pretty sure they come in and they want to play good football. So it's going to be two teams that's out for one goal is to win. So the best, the more better you can prepare, the better you'll be on game day.
Ben, last year you were also the number one seed in the AFC. As this year, how desperate are this team to win again a Super Bowl, knowing that not every year you're going to maybe be in the spot? How desperate is to be the number one seed and this team and this year finish it off with a Super Bowl championship?
Well, I go to take it one game at a time. So as long as we do that, we'll be okay. This is all about the AFC Championship right now this Sunday. Whatever happens then, you know, we'll talk after. But we have our hands full this week with the Ravens, and that's how we're looking at it. It's a one-game season. That's how we'll continue to look at it. Nothing's going to change from us, you know, throughout the course of the year. We always take games one at a time, so it won't change now.
Vince, you had your highest sack total in your eight-year career. What did you contribute that to?
I mean, just, you know, everything from working and, you know, guys around me, the coaches. I think everybody gets credit to, you know, the success I have. You know, I think I've made plays over the course of the year where sometimes it was coach and sometimes it wasn't. So, but I always give credit to my teammates and my coaching staff for making me and putting me in situations to make plays. So that's, you know, that I'm continuing to try my best to make sure that we can get this thing rolling again this week.
Vince, Matt Burke is 35. Does he look like he's 35? Does he get a sense that he's playing as well as he has been?
Matt Burke, he's the leader on that line. I mean, everything starts around him on the line, and he hasn't slowed down, not to me. I think he's still playing at a high level, and he's been accustomed playing through over his years. So, absolutely, I don't think he lost a step. So, I got to play like that.
Vince, can you please talk about how great it is to play with an offense that scores a lot of points with a quarterback like Tom Brady, and how does that help you on defense?
Well, anytime your offense scores points, is always a good thing. You know, offense scores points, and defense, you know, you have to stop guys. So to sit back and play against, you know, play with the best quarterback in the league, it's always a blessing. Each day I come to work, it's a blessing to me coming to work and having to work with guys like Tom and the rest of the guys in the locker room. So it's always fun to see, but it's the best part about it is just to see how he works on the field and off the field, you know, in practice and everything. So he approaches each day like, you know, it's his last and he want to get better. So you can always learn from a guy like that.
Just one more follow-up on my question about Brian Waters, Vince. Did it surprise you that he was able to come in 1 week and play another position and take it to a Pro Bowl level?
No, not at all. I've seen Brian over the course of some years, and I played against Brian. Just to hear, you know, the type of person he was and the type of person he is, it didn't surprise me at all. I mean, anytime you can have a guy like Brian with the leadership and being the vet that he is and the way he works, it won't be hard for him to transition over to another team or another position because of the amount of work he put into his preparation. So I saw how hard he worked, and it worked out well for him.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thanks, Vince. Appreciate it.